Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
This is the Word of the Week podcast on burdenblessing.org. I'm Pastor Mark Tiefel, and today we'll be taking a look at the word resolution. We're used to using that word around the new year. We're used to making resolutions about our lives in the new year ahead, things we want to do, changes we want to make. It's a common theme as we transition from one year to another. When you look at the word resolution itself, it can usually mean two things. First of all, it can mean to make a decision about something. You think of if you've ever been involved in an orderly meeting that uses rules of order, oftentimes when decisions are made, they're termed, be it resolved that such and such happens, to make a decision about something. A resolution, though, can also be the end of something, the completion of something. Think about when we talk about resolving a dispute or resolving an argument. It means to bring that to a completion. In New Year's, we think of both concepts in connection with our lives. Sometimes we want to make decisions on things in our lives. We want to make resolutions in that way. In the new year, do we buy a house? Do we take a new job? Do we pursue an education? Do we go back to school? Do we have a child if you're a family? If you're a younger person, what type of career do you want to pursue? What type of schooling do you want to go after? We make decisions on things. But in our lives, we also want to complete things. We want to establish things. We might want to resolve a relationship that has gone sour. We might want to resolve a health ailment that has plagued us in the past year. We might want to resolve financial issues that we've had. We want to change things as well. As you think about those types of resolutions in your life, don't lose sight of the way that God has done both of these things for you. The greatest resolution of the world was when Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished." Not only did Jesus make a decision there on the cross that he had completed God's work, that he had completed the work that no other human could, Jesus also changed the world forevermore with those words. Jesus said, "Your sins are paid for. Salvation is yours today." You can have an entirely different outlook on your life, no matter what year we're in, because Jesus has completed our greatest enemy, our greatest threat, the greatest thing that separated us from God. Jesus has brought a completion to that. He has changed that for our lives, and he did it of his own accord. In Psalm 26, David writes, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted in the Lord. I will not slip." Another way of thinking about vindicate me in that text is to render a verdict. We know that God is the righteous judge of all people, and somebody who is guilty does not cry out to the judge and say, "Give me a verdict." But David comes to the Lord knowing that he's a sinner, knowing the mistakes he's made, and he says, "Judge me, O Lord. Make a resolution. Give me that verdict, because I know I have trusted in you, and you will deliver for me." Likewise, the Apostle Paul in the New Testament also wrote about a resolution in Romans chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. He said, "For the death that Jesus died, he died once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." Because Jesus resolved to make that sacrificial payment for us, to die on the cross for us once for all, because he was resolved to do that, we can now count ourselves dead to sin and alive to God. God looks at us now and says, by faith, you resolve in your own heart that you are dead to sin and forevermore alive in Christ Jesus. Truly, what a different outlook our lives have in a new year, in the time moving forward, knowing what Christ has done for us. May that be your hope, your inspiration, your guide in the coming year. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.